A Prairie Home Companion is supported by Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal. Snacking while you listen to podcasts can help lower your cholesterol if you're snacking on Honey Nut Cheerios.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It felt like spring there for a while, and then it turned cold suddenly, cold and windy and rainy and cloudy and sort of grim weather, which is deeply upsetting to some people, and other people are bred to sustain themselves through it. And I guess that you and I must be of those people. We just bear up. We are stoics. We don't say much about it. We're not complainers. The complainers are the people who've just come back from Florida, and they've been down there, and they look all sleek and brown, and they've had expensive haircuts, and they've come back just in time for this last breath of winter, and they're sitting in the Chatterbox Cafe, and she's saying to him, "I told you we should have stayed another week. I told you. And would you listen?" "No, you wouldn't listen. We needed to get back, and so what did we come back for? To just shovel more snow, that's all. Put your arm around me. I'm cold, would you?" And so he puts his arm around her, but it's not much comfort whatsoever. We don't ask anybody to put their arm around us. We're brought up stoical. We're people who, if you threw us into a snowbank, would just tunnel down until it started to feel warmer, and that's all. Yeah. Stately, graceful people like the great blue heron. And if there's still ice on the lake, well, we'll just wait a while and find something else to do. The kids are ready for spring. The kids are ready for summer vacation. They're riding around town on their bikes, and their jackets are open, and nobody whatsoever is wearing a hat. Prom is coming up soon, and the junior and senior girls have bought their dresses, and they're looking at each other's dresses and sending them pictures online. Attachments, and the most beautiful girl in Lake Wobegon High School has decided that she's going to go to the prom all by herself. That's Daryl Tollerud's daughter, Daryl and Marilyn Tollerud's daughter, Corinne. He was out putting lime on the fields before plowing, and he could see her in the dining room window of the house, and she had her yellow prom dress on. She's the Korean child who they adopted and came over as an infant, and they've been making her into a Norwegian Lutheran, which she is, except she's just startlingly beautiful. People who don't know her, strangers in town, see her on the street, and they want to ask, "Where did she come from? Who is she?" Well, she's one of ours. She just, you know, she arrived under other auspices, that's all. She's tall and slender, and she has that chiseled face, and she's gorgeous. So she decided she wouldn't go with anybody to the prom because she got so tired of turning boys down last year. But saying that she won't go with anybody now gives hope to boys in the second and third tier. And so more boys than ever have been hanging around the Tollerud farm, and they've been helping her with her 4-H project, which is maple syruping. She's tapped into about 15 trees out there and has pails hung, and they've been helping her. All of these boys, a whole crowd of them, and she's accepted it. She's wearing her yellow parka, and she's wearing her very tight blue jeans and high heels out syruping. And they collect the buckets of sap, and they pour it into the big iron kettle. And these boys have been bringing wood from all over and build a big fire and boil down this sap into syrup. And Daryl spreading lime on the field, driving back and forth, trying to keep track of them, sees his beautiful daughter, Corinne, dip her spoon into the bucket of syrup and offer it to each boy in turn, which makes his heart pound. What does syrup lead to? So he comes in. He pulls in. There is dissatisfaction in Lake Wobegon on the part of a lot of people. There's always dissatisfaction. If you grow up in a small town, you never lack for discouragement. They will give you this gift. You will carry it for the rest of your life. Margie Krebsbach is one of those people. She was born in Lake Wobegon. She was a Schopenhorst, and then she married Carl Krebsbach, the carpenter and the handyman in town. She married him when she was on her way to work at the egg candling at the hatchery to candle eggs. And she was driving her car. It was in the summer. It was a rainy summer day. And she heard the sound of him hammering. And the rhythm of it just sort of caught her imagination. And she pulled over to the side to listen to that rhythm of him hammering a nail in and then another one. And she had driven into mud and she was stuck. And now she was spinning her wheels trying to get out as he was hammering a nail. And he saw that she was stuck and he stopped hammering and he came over to the car and he said, "Move over." And she moved over and he sat there. And he rocked that car back and forth and back and forth and rocked it back and forth. And 2 weeks later, they were married. she's still in love with him, but the car has not been rocked that often. And now she's been thinking Italy. She remembered how much she loved that movie Roman Holiday starring Audrey Hepburn, where Audrey Hepburn is riding around on the back of Gregory Peck's Vespa, and how elegant she was. And Italy, a place where people are unashamed to express feeling and to love life honestly and openly. Food and the female form and all of the great pleasures that are offered to us. In Lake Wobegon, we are not quite the same way. We have a group that meets in church on Tuesday evenings called Emotions Anonymous, where people who have strong feelings and feel they must express them can stand up and express them to people who supposedly will keep a secret. No. She remembered Roman Holiday, this beautiful movie, and how she went to see it with her then-boyfriend, Larry. She had already seen it twice, and she took him to see it, and he didn't like it. He thought that Audrey Hepburn seemed stuck up. Well, that was it for Larry. That was all for Larry. If you couldn't appreciate that movie, then you were nowhere in Margie Schopenhorst's book. And they parked in the car there on Oak Street, a decent distance down from her father's house. And Larry slipped his hand up under her shirt, expecting that this would lead to something. And she said, "I don't feel like it." Well, he was horrified. I mean, last Friday, he had touched her bra. And now he thought he was going to be able to go for it. "No," she said, "I don't feel like it." "Why not?" he said. "Maybe I'm stuck up," she said. His heart was broken, but that was enough for him. She took up with Carl instead. She just would like to get him to go to Italy. He's terrified of flying. He saw this movie called Flight 409, in which giant fruit bats come out of the overheads and are swooping around the cabin on a transatlantic flight, and then the plane goes down and there's a North Korean submarine and other things happen, and somehow it just put him off flying forever. She'd love to get him to do it. She can afford it. She has the money. She could do it. She could find a way to do it. Her great aunt Linda, who was a stewardess, left her money in her will. She's got the money, but he won't spend it on anything big. Maybe she could have her brother in Reno. She could have her brother call up and say that she'd won a contest or something. She's trying to figure out how to do this. And then Corinne came over to the house, and she had a bucket of maple syrup. Margie pried the lid open, and she paid for it. She pried the lid open, and it was dark brown syrup come out of the trees, the life force itself. She offered some to Carl, a spoonful of it. He said, "We'll think about it. We'll think about it. That's all you have to do, is just think about it. If you think about it, you will say yes eventually. We know that. Life is irresistible. Love is irresistible. If he thinks about it, he'll go." That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.
A Prairie Home Companion is supported by Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal. Snacking while you listen to podcasts can help lower your cholesterol if you're snacking on Honey Nut Cheerios.